Annex A. Large transportation providers. Canada's federal transportation network includes airlines, passenger railway companies, and buses that cross a federal or provincial border, ferries that travel from province to province, or from Canada to a foreign country, the terminals that serve them, the Canada Border Services Agency, and the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority. Under Part 5 of the Canada Transportation Act, transportation providers in the federal transportation network are required to provide accessible services to persons with disabilities up to the point of undue hardship. Compliance with regulations is an important part of this obligation. The ATPDR apply to the following, with some exceptions. Air. Large airlines, that is, an airline that transported a worldwide total of at least 1 million passengers in each of the two preceding calendar years, operating within Canada, from Canada to a destination in a foreign country, or from a destination in a foreign country to Canada. Rail, Via Rail and Amtrak, operations in Canada. Ferries. Ferries weighing at least 1,000 gross tons that operate across national, provincial, or territorial borders and that offer onboard services for passengers. Buses. Bus carriers that provide transportation services between two or more provinces and from a point of origin in Canada to a point of destination in a foreign country using a bus that has a carrying capacity of more than 39 passengers. For example, Greyhound and Megabus operations in Canada, and terminals, airports located in a national, provincial, or territorial capital, or that have served more than 200,000 passengers during each of the preceding two calendar years, Canadian transportation terminals used by the above rail, ferry, and bus carriers, and Canadian ports used by cruise ships. In addition, certain requirements related to security screening and border clearance, training, and communication apply to the CBSA and CATSA. While the ATPDR apply broadly to all modes of transport, there are some exceptions. The service requirements apply to both Canadian and international carriers, but communications, training, and technical requirements apply to Canadian carriers only. The technical requirements for Canadian Airlines apply only to aircraft with 30 or more passenger seats. Only the technical requirements apply to ports in Canada that serve cruise ships, given that services to persons with disabilities are provided by cruise ship personnel. And the one person, one fare requirement only applies to domestic travel. Annex B. Small transportation providers. Small transportation providers are not currently covered by the ATPDR. For the purpose of this consultation, small transportation providers are defined as 1. Airlines that provide a domestic service or international service for the transportation of passengers and that transported fewer than 1 million passengers during either of the preceding 2 years. 2. Railway companies that provide passenger rail service between two provinces or from a point of origin in Canada to a point of destination in a foreign country or from a point of origin in a foreign country to a point of destination in one or two provinces. 3. Marine carriers, ferry operators that provide service between two provinces or from a point of origin in Canada to a point of destination in a foreign country if the service is provided on a ferry weighing less than 1,000 gross tons and on which onboard services are offered to passengers. 4. Bus operators that provide service either between two provinces or from a point of origin in Canada to a point of destination in a foreign country only, or for a bus that has a carrying capacity of fewer than 40 passengers. 5. Terminal operators. Owners, operators, or leaseholders of an airport with less than 200,000 passengers enplaned and deplaned during either of the two preceding calendar years, or a rail, ferry, or bus terminal in Canada serving the above-noted transportation providers. Annex C. sample template for accessibility plans. The CTA will be making regulations that tell transportation service providers how to meet their responsibilities under the Accessible Canada Act, ACA. This includes telling providers how to structure the accessibility plans they must put in place. All plans must reflect the ACA principles. One principle is barrier-free access to full and equal participation in society. Providers must look at all the barriers relevant to them and create plans that say what they will do about each barrier and take into account consultations with persons with disabilities. Plans should be detailed enough to show that the provider was thorough when looking for barriers and consulting on the plan. Below is a template showing the sections a plan could have. Regulations could require providers to include these sections. Draft template, accessibility plans. Cover page, title, the name of the transportation service provider, the time period covered by the plan, and the publication date. Plan details, the barriers being addressed. This section would describe the types of barriers the plan covers, service barriers or barriers in a policy, program, or practice. The area where each barrier is. Transportation generally is in one area. Depending on the provider, other relevant areas could include services for persons with disabilities, includes design and delivery, program design and delivery, the built environment. This means terminal buildings and planes, ferries, trains, buses, procurement, goods, services, facilities, information and communication technologies, IT and CT, and communications, not IT or CT, but communications about the above areas. This section of the plan would also describe any area providers are responsible for under the CTA's regulations on accessible transportation and on personnel training for persons with disabilities, such as technical standards for terminals and planes, ferries, trains, buses, training for workers who assist passengers with disabilities, and border and security screening, CBSA and CATSA only. Conclusion, where people can find or ask about the plan, contact information, links to the provider's website or social media accounts, links to alternate formats that are accessible to persons with disabilities, or information on ways to request these formats. Time frame for providing the alternate formats people request. Other. The template could come with some instructions for providers. For example, it could tell them to put plans in a font that is large and easy to read. Note, the CTA will make regulations and also publish guides for providers. The regulations will tell providers what they must include in their plans by law. Guides will tell them what they could include based on best practices. Providers can choose the suggestions that work for their plans. For example, guides could suggest that providers include an executive summary. They could suggest that providers prioritize their barriers and set timeframes for dealing with them. Guides could suggest having indicators of success in the plan and reporting on them in the progress report. Future guides may also suggest adapting this template to cover other accessibility plans providers create under the ACA. For example, a guide could explain how to expand the list of barriers to include employment, for the accessibility plan on employment also required under the ACA. Annex D, sample template for progress reports. The CTA will be making regulations that tell transportation service providers, how to meet their responsibilities under the Accessible Canada Act, ACA. This includes telling providers how to structure the progress reports they must put in place. These reports will describe the progress providers are making with their accessibility plans. Reports should discuss each barrier covered in the plan and take into account consultations with persons with disabilities. reports should be detailed enough to show that the provider was thorough when addressing barriers and consulting on the report. Below is a template showing the sections a progress report could have. Regulations could require providers to include these sections. Draft template, progress reports. Cover, title, the name of the transportation service provider, a clear reference to the accessibility plan being reported on, and the publication date. Section 1, Introduction. How the provider consulted persons with disabilities, the feedback received, and how the provider considered the feedback. Section 2, Progress Updates. This section would cover each barrier set out in the provider's accessibility plan. It would describe the progress made in identifying, removing, or preventing the barriers. Conclusion, where people can find or ask about the report, contact information, links to the provider's website or social media accounts, links to alternate formats that are accessible to persons with disabilities, or information on how to request these formats, and time frame for providing the alternate formats people request. Other. The template could come with some instructions for providers. For example, it could tell them to put reports in a font that is large and easy to read. Note, the CTA will make regulations and also publish guides for providers. The regulations will tell providers what they must include in their progress reports by law. Guides will tell them what they could include based on best practices. Providers can choose the suggestions that work for their reports. For instance, guides could suggest that providers give reasons in their reports for any unusual successes or setbacks. They could suggest that providers include measures of success. Annex E. Ideas for the feedback process. One of the responsibilities that transportation service providers have under the Accessible Canada Act, ACA, is putting in place a process to receive and respond to feedback. This includes, at minimum, feedback about the barriers people encounter when using the provider and how the provider's accessibility plan is being implemented. The CTA will be making regulations and also publishing guides about the provider's ACA obligations. While regulations will tell providers what by law they must do, guides will tell them what they could do based on best practices. Below are some ideas for setting up and managing the feedback process. The CTA could develop brief regulations and a comprehensive guide for providers based on these ideas. Ideas for the feedback process. Information about the process. The ACA requires transportation service providers to publish a description of their feedback process. Regulations could tell them to write the description in plain language and make the description available in alternate formats. See alternate formats below. A guide could suggest that they make the description easy to find through their websites and apps, and make the description available by other means if the provider has no website or internet access. Point of contact. Regulations could require providers to put someone in charge of the feedback process. This person would be the point of contact for people who use the process. Include the contact's name, email, phone number, and other information in the description of the feedback process. And take other steps to make it easy to find the contact's name and information. Timing. Regulations could require providers to have their feedback process in place by a specific date, for example, the same day they publish their first accessibility plan. Open the process on a recurring basis to collect comments on the plan, for example, once a year or once every 6 months. And make sure the process is always open for people's comments about barriers they find when using the provider's company, terminal, or agency. Ways to give feedback. A guide could suggest that providers let persons with disabilities give their feedback in one or more of the following ways: at meetings with the provider, in person or by teleconference or video conference, by email, through the provider's website or social media accounts, and by mail or phone, especially if the provider has no website or reliable internet. A guide could recommend that large providers set up feedback committees with representatives of the disabilities community. It could suggest how often the committee should meet, for example, once a year. Dealing with feedback. The ACA requires transportation service providers to deal with the feedback they receive. A guide could suggest that providers keep a record of all comments they receive and retain the record for a certain length of time. Keep a record of what they do to address comments. Summarize the input that identifies barriers. Track also accessibility complaints that come through other means. Break down all complaints by number and type. And summarize the input they receive about the accessibility plan and how it is being implemented. Alternate formats. Regulations could require providers to make any documents for the feedback process available in alternate formats, like Braille and videos that give the information in sign language. Regulations could include putting all documents in a font that is large and easy to read.